Actually, I just want to briefly say something because Brother Freeman got my head going here. I don't know. I guess he's got maybe 6-7 years on me. But back then, it was like a whole generation because these guys had a whole experience of political struggle. I was, I guess, 15 when I joined the struggle back in 68. We all recall Bobby Hutton got shot, not as a footnote to the assassination of King, but as a message to young people like myself. That is, this shit is for real. We are going to snuff out your revolutionary zeal, but also it don't work. Bobby Hutton, what Ronald Freeman was talking about, the educational thing, and teaching how to read, okay. There were a lot of young brothers that just didn't know how to read. And they was learning revolution and how to read at the same time, but not just these skills. We're talking about some moral values. Okay, I got a lot of disagreements with Chairman Mao, but when he would say, never steal anything from the people, not even a single needle or thread. I remember that today because, I mean, don't steal nothing from the people. Don't take nothing. Don't take no liberties. We had a moral code, okay? Bobby Hutton was an inspiration to people like myself. He was 2 years older than me, about my brother's age. And you're talking about a cadre of dedicated people who would give their lives. And those are the lessons I learned from the Black Panther Party and people like Bobby Hutton. The concept of, you know, you put your life on the line, and that's what you're doing. And that's what will get taken. And that's the way it is. That's the cost. So this thing about Brother Hutton learning how to read and learning all these other skills are revolutionary cadre. These things are not come by easily. So when we look at the Oscar Grant, let me just not do them. See, because I'll go on for 5 minutes if you let me. And you won't. Tired of being sick and tired, tired of artificially finite lifespans, tired of racist indignities and the genocidal plans, tired of humiliations by the police mans, tired of sexist racist profilings of our young sisters, tired of them spread-eagling our young misters, tired of jails disguised as schools, tired of do-nothing leaders who are naught but ruling class tools, tired of watching the squander of wealth by white Wall Street, while we just try to scrape by with just enough to eat. Tired of ruling class cop-outs about the evaporation of trillions of dollars? Don't it just make you want to holler? Tired of hanging out in a corner because of and with no opportunity? Tired of being profiled as a menace to society? This capitalist system is broke. Who broke it? Did you? Did I? It's that black hole of Wall Street. This black hole threatening to take us all under. Threatening economic stability, tearing finance asunder. Whose black hole is it? Who is the real menace to society? Ain't me, ain't thee, ain't we. Another cop killing on TV. Will he get off scot-free? A menace to society, a slander that cuts. The cops and racists just love this ruling class crutch. And black men in America are profiled as such. Killing us, not softly, and way too much. Kill a cop on TV. It could have been me. It could have been thee. New Year's Eve, 2009. Young Oscar Grant, 3. Pays the fee. Shot in cold blood. Kill a cop on TV. Guilty for the whole world to see. But the whole world saw a move killed on TV. The whole world saw Rodney King beaten senseless on TV. The whole world sees Palestinian killed by Made in AUSA daily on TV. Bad boy cops daily on TV. 2000 King, Gary King Jr. murdered by police. I am tired of this bullshit. Do you agree? That poem by Ali, me, we, I say working class got to get off its knees and fight for power, make he and she and thee all we. And a revolution to make sure we are permanently free. We need revolution leaders that will organize our power and focus our key. I wish for Malcolm X outcry, a revolutionary leadership that exposes the lie. Organizer of the proletariat, I say, no pie in the sky. Throw down with Malcolm, says I. working class action now, not in the by and by. Our leaders aren't leading, and it ain't because they're dense. For the workers, the blacks, the immigrants, unity makes so much sense. Organize for the right of proletarian and black self-defense. Away with fake leaders that the ruling class rents. Take note, the beheading of revolutionary black leadership, and I'm here talking about here about the murder of Malcolm, the Panthers, and the elimination of almost all black organizations that advocated self-defense. They've knocked most of us off of our bud they have nipped. And then on the people, they tighten their grip. The only handout for each sector is a divide and conquer whip. I blame our union and black misleadership, who act more like a scab and Negro leadership. In the 60s, yeah, we were talking about the guns. Rest in peace, Chairman Fred. But now they've gone and turned that on its head. They want us singly focused on black crime instead, when it's really the capitalist system and their police that are killing us dead. That's right. That's what I said. It's really the capitalist system and their police that are killing us dead. Jail the killer cops. Apology and righteous settlements for all victims and their families. For the right of proletarian and black self-defense, mobilize labor, black, brown power. Organize a workers' party that defends black people, oppressed color minorities, and all working people. Thank you. And thank you, brother, for getting me started, man. This is crazy stuff, man.
All right, let's give him a hand again. We love that flute. Thank you for that musical instrument. We need that. Okay, Steve. All right, come on up.
And at the end, we're going to go by a club.